On January 24th, News Watcherson TV saw a fire engulf the Hotel Iconic in South Delhi. The 9-story, 5-star hotel was a newly built luxury hotel. Some people were reminded of similar scenes from the movie Towering Inferno. But for most people in India, the disaster that they were witnessing was unprecedented because of the scale of the fire. Within a few hours, the lower half of Hotel Iconic had been reduced to a soot-covered blackened shell. The casualty count had mounted to 37 dead and 46 injured, and was likely to rise as some of the seriously injured succumbed to their burns. The guests of the hotel included Indian businessmen, foreign tourists, and employees of multinational company who were staying in the hotel to attend the annual sales meet. Some of them became victims of a blaze that first began in the banquet hall and then consumed the lobby and the first 3 floors of the hotel. Several of the victims were the delegates attending the sales conference who were attending a dinner on the first floor. The panic-stricken guests of the hotel were seen desperately trying to save their lives by trying to climb out of the windows. They used long makeshift ropes made up by stringing together bed sheets and linen. However, this device brought instant death to some when the loosely tied knot slipped and opened. 3 persons jumped to their death from windows. The first casualty of the fire was the lighting. The lights off and the standby generator in the basement never came on. As the hotel was plunged into darkness, panic spread. Though some of the guests woke up because they smelled the smoke, they groped about the hotel corridors trying to locate the fire escape. The doors leading to the fire escape were locked. In the dark, the helpless guests could not locate the keys kept in the glass cases along the corridor. Many of them were asphyxiated and died as the carbon monoxide in the smoke filled their lungs and bloodstream and overwhelmed the brain. A fire service officer later remarked the hotel had no sprinklers. There was no separate power supply system for fire alarms. There was no internal public address system to tell the inmates what precautions to take. Firemen themselves were hampered by the lack of face masks, ladders long enough to reach the top floors, and cushioning nets on which they could have got people jumped to. A lot of people could also have survived if they had received previous training in handling a fire emergency, something most Americans seem to have learned. The Americans attending the conference survived merely by sealing all the main points of entry for smoke and flames with wet linen and towels and getting into bathtubs filled with water. They waited there till help came. Most people could have survived if they just tried to breathe through wet towels or linen, or had they not made the error of opening windows and doors for an instant and then shutting them in panic, thus trapping the deadly smoke in the rooms, a fireman said. Let's look at the hard words. Ordeal, a very unpleasant and painful or difficult experience. Engulf, to surround or to cover someone or something completely. Unprecedented, something that has never happened, been done or been known before. Mounted, gone up, succumbed, die or suffer badly from an illness. Monolith, a large single vertical block of or tower of stone. Stringing, to put a series of small objects together. Blaze, a very large fire, especially a dangerous one. Consumed, destroy completely. Panic-stricken, very frightened and worried about a situation and therefore unable to think clearly or act reasonably. Stringing, to put a series of small objects together. Gropped, felt with their hands, especially in order to find or move towards something when they could not see. Asphyxiated, prevented from breathing until you become unconscious or die. Overwhelmed, made ineffective.